Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 68 Cannes Film Festival, and I'm joined by actor Go Kyung-pyo, who stars in the film Coin Locker Girl at the Semaine de la Critique.
The first question is very simple, but our listeners would be very interested to know a little something about your character and how he fits in with the story of the film.
가족의 일원이었다가 분가를 하게 되고
I was one part of the family and I get independence and he's the only one who threatened the power with the mother. He's like the first son of the godfather.
대부에서의 첫째 아들 같은 느낌이에요.
Let's go back to the start of the project. When did you receive the script and what did you instantly like about the script?
영화 촬영 한 두 달 전에 시나리오를 받고
I got the script for 2 months before the shooting, and I have a lot of sympathy for the characters. And then I found that the various characters was in harmony. That was very he was very touched with that.
그게 잘 어우러져서 좋았던 것 같아요.
Did you connect with the character in a personal way?
네, 그 한국에서는 사실 제가 약간 코믹한 이미지.
Actually, I'm really playing a lot of comic. I have a comic images in Korea, actually in general. 네, 그 but that was the occasion to change my image as well, and then I could explain myself in playing these different roles. So that was great for me.
많은 것을 발산할 수 있어서 좋았던 것 같아요.
Yeah, tell me more about that. What were the challenges of actually playing in a role that isn't comedic? And, you know, what was so different about it?
저는 스펙트럼이 넓은 배우가 되고 싶은데
Actually, I want to have a large palette of images as an actor, but it was quite difficult for me to break my images as a comic actor as well. But it was quite stressful for me to break my images. At the same time, it was very, very exciting for me to challenge for the other characters as well.
그래도 너무 좋은 경험이었고. 잘 돼서 기분이 좋아요.
As an actor, do you find yourself always looking for ways in which you can challenge yourself?
네, 항상요.
Yeah, yes, I do. I have a lot of challenge mind.
And let's skip ahead a little bit and think about the future. What other challenges do you think you might particularly want to take on in the near future?
굉장히 평범한 캐릭터를 하게 될 것 같고 하고 싶고
I think I'm gonna play the normal character, very normal character in future. And then apart from the classify the genre theme, I'd like to try a lot of different characters like Heath Ledger.
Great. Okay, so back to the film, because I skipped ahead a little bit, but there's a lot of things that I want to know about the Coin Locker Girl. I really enjoyed the film, and so I want to know a little bit more about what it was like to work on set. Let's start off with the relationship with the director.
이번에 이 작품으로 처음 만났고, 한국에서는 그
Actually, it's the first time for me to work with him, and then in Korean is in Korean society, it's very important to respect the elders. Actually, but he didn't consider about that kind of things. It have to be very hierarchy and everything, but he doesn't care about that kind of things, and he worked as a team. So that was great for him.
낮추고 팀으로서 많이 일을 했던 것 같아요.
So you got a lot of say in how your character would behave in the film.
그거를 사전에 굉장히 많은 이야기를 나누고.
Before shooting, we discuss a lot, and then on the shooting site, yes, sure, we are discussing, and then we are elaborating on the place. But we discuss a lot before, and then he listen. The director listens very, very much. His actors as well.
많은 의논과 회의가 있었어요.
And give us an example of something that would have been particularly important in these talks that you had with the director before shooting the film.
굉장히 강하고 악역처럼 나오지만 그 마지막에 조금 그 치도라는 캐릭터의 연민을 좀 느꼈으면 하는.
There's the particular direction is like you have to be very strong and very evil, but at the same time, at the end of the film, you should convince the public to have the kind of sympathy for this character.
Yes, I did find your character very ambiguous and to have a mysterious side. So.
성공하신 것 같다고.
So very, very well done. I think final question. We talked a little bit about the future earlier in the interview, but Coin Locker Girl is a very exciting, I find, modern noir thriller. You know, it's very intense. Are these the types of films that you'd like, and or do you find yourself an actor that can take on many different genres?
사실 탈출 무서운 이야기 2에
It's right. I played in the omnibus film. It's named the Scary Movies, and that was quite comic movies. And I had a very good reaction from the audience. So I want to do the much more comic than the scary movies.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I wish you all the best with the film.
잘했으면 좋겠다고 축하드린다고.
Thanks very much. Thank you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.